and as to know where we stand, since we have not touched the subject from beginning to the end, but we are just giving general outline of Islamic economy. The main discussion in economy actually is on production and distribution. If you have to give a short context, what do you mean by economy in general? You see, economy, the way of production of wealth, and then the way of distribution of wealth. So now, how to produce the wealth? The way of producing the wealth depends. Production depends on the means of production, and the distribution depends on certain rules and regulations for distribution. The means of production, well, before, and it's 1,000 years ago, were a very simple means, like the flood in the is the main one for agriculture, because the production of wool was only through agriculture. Industry was hardly was anything known, except very few things. But the main way was through agriculture. And the means of production was, at the beginning, like the plough. That was the means of production. Then by time, the means of production have differ, and then it becomes mechanized, and now the agriculture is becoming a mechanized agriculture, and the means are mechanical means by tractor or by some other machines which are used. Well, again, besides the agriculture, which was before was was mostly the only one. Now here industry came, and the industry again, small industries and big industries, and with industries there are laborers are working, and that has to be formed. And the third one came, business, and with business banking systems and so on. So these are what is so whatever you produce, the production of wealth, mainly through agriculture, which comes ownership of the land. Now, who is the owner of the land? Is he the farmer, or is he the landlord, and so on? And from agriculture, when you come to mine, which comes maybe under industry, again, who is owner of the mine? Is he the laborer himself, or if he is the somebody else? Is the land belong to the government, or belong to public, or belong to individuals, and so on? What are the rights of the labor, of the farmer? What are the rights of the labor, and so on? So these are all means of production. Means for production. Which are making the economy of the country. Something should be produced, wealth to be produced, and this wealth we should produce now, how to be distributed. The second problem comes is distribution. After producing the wealth, in what system we can distribute? And in distribution comes laws, who is the owner of that, and whose right is there? So, I mean, this is just in short. When we discuss about economic systems, we mean actually these, because these are the ABCD of economics. Now, one thing about historical materialism. of the belief of the Marxist, the communist theory, their main belief about their well-known theory, they say the changes in the society or the social system, the society or social system, will depend on the means of production. When the means of production was simple, like the cloth of 1,000 years ago, then the system of life was different. At that time, maybe the slavery is accepted and it is necessary because we need 2,000 workers, and these 1,000 workers need to work, and because the means need workers, means are simple, only cloth we need. The laws of the society or social system also will develop according to it. Now, they explain how the history of the humanity will change. They say changing of the history of the humanity and changing of the social laws depends on development of means for production. When the means start changing, becomes mechanical, naturally economic system changes, because now here the people who own the wealth do not need so many laborers. They have mechanized way. So now the laws are changing and development happens, and the society will change from one system to another system. So they introduce socialism as a solution for the social system for life, which was instead of the slavery which was before. Why socialism? Because now he said you don't need so many laborers, so many farmers. You need, it becomes an industrial country. So the means of the production becomes not only agriculture but industrial way. And in industry, you have laborers. For laborers, you need to discuss about their rights. What is rights of these laborers? Now, whether labor is the owner of the factory or he is just employee. If he is employee, what is his rights? Will he need social welfare? Is there any insurance for him necessary? How many hours he should work? How many days he should work? And so on. Now, whether the factories should be owned by the government and all the people are laborers, they get what they want, according to the socialism, or no, the owner may be private people and they can give the labor his own salary. The labor can work and get salary. If he doesn't work, will not get salary. So now who is the owner, the government or the private sector, public, or maybe shareholder companies, shareholders. So here you see comes different views, you know, what capitalism says, what socialism or communism says, and what Islam says about these different things. So that is, I mean, our discussion of economy is about these matters. That is why, for example, in ownership, we say Islam do not believe in only public ownership like communism and socialism, and do not believe in complete freedom of the individual like capitalism, but believes in multifaceted types of ownership. So systems that certain things are owned by the Muslim government, certain things are owned by the Muslim ummah people, certain things can be owned by the individuals. So multi-system of economy. We discussed this before, for example. About rights of the laborers and others, and we say how Islam looks for social welfare and justice of the people and so on, and the value. So all our discussions were actually about these main points which are always under discussion and under theory. Today, some people ask, but if you claim in Islam, you know, those who are non-believers, they say Islam is not religion of God and has nothing to do with life. And in Islam there is no economic system and no economic science that you see Islam covers all aspects of life. Otherwise, where is economic science in Islam? A good question. Where is economic science in Islam? We don't think in economic science. We see only namaz, ruza, the prayer, fast, this, that, and these are the science. But there is no economic science like, let us say, the capitalist people. They have their own ideology and science of it, and mostly the Marxists, they have science, actually. Even capitalists do not have really science. It is a doctrine. Not really science, but the socialists and they have a science for economy, and they say that in Islam you don't have a science of economy. Now I want to say that in Islam, Islam has economic doctrine, not a science. Why? Because there is a difference between a doctrine and between science. What is the definition of doctrine? The doctrine is a way which Islam prefers to follow in the pursuit of its economic life. So every investigation which explains about wealth, its ownership, or its disposal is a subject matter of doctrinal investigation. So doctrine is expression of the way which the society prefers to follow in its economic life and in the solution of its practical problems. So this is the meaning of doctrine, expression of the way which the society prefers to follow in its economic life and in the solution of its practical problems. But the definition of the science of economics is the science which gives the explanation of the economic life, its economic events, and its economic phenomena. The science is the one which gives explanation of the economic life, its economic events, and its economic phenomena, and the linking of those events and phenomena with the general causes and factors which rule therein. So here we see the economic science is the science of the laws of production. When you say science, what are the laws for production? While the economic doctrine is the art of production. Science is the laws, here is the art, is the system. While here is only explanation. So in Islam, as a religion, is not concerned with the explanation actually laws, not that as a law, because the doctrine has a law, but means laws, explaining the laws for production might be misleading here. You can say the science will give the explanation for the reasons of increase or decrease of production and effects of production on distribution and its effect on the social system in that society. While the doctrine is an art, is a system, is a law which has to be implemented, will not give explanation. It says this is the law, this is halal and that is haram. The land is owned by so and so, and the farmer has this right, the labor has that right. This type of economic activity is halal. Interest, for example, is haram. Selling wine is haram. Using harmful things is haram, and so on. So it is the law and the system for life. Will not give explanation, because that is not the duty of Islam to give explanation. Islam as a religion, as a faith, is not a book of a science. Yet, from studying Islamic system in economy or any other system, naturally we can discover the economic science in Islam after looking to the Islamic system and its way of operation. So if there is no economic science in Islam, it does not mean that Islam is lacking. No, that is not basically the duty of Islam. Basically the duty of Islam to make laws and implement a system for economy of the society. And that system will discuss about the means of production and how it should be, what is right, what is wrong, without giving explanation for that. Now here, if we say that how to find science of economy, how to discover science of economy in Islam, we say there is two ways to discover that. The first way is when Islam, we see it fully and practiced in life, and naturally after studying all the economic events from practical life and how it is organizing the different rules and regulations, we can give the scientific explanation of economic system in Islam. This is one way. The second way is now to guess a theoretical rules and regulations and try to get a result of economic system out of that, depending on what is there in Islam. Now regarding the first way, collecting of economic events from the practical experience of life, we say unfortunately Islam is nowhere at the moment implemented in our world. And we cannot say how economic system of Islam is operating when it is not practically seen 100%. First of all, economic systems in Muslim countries are not that always Islamic, because there are so many laws which are taken from capitalism or from socialism, mixed sometimes. The banking system which accepts interest, and certainly that shows that this society is not implementing Islamic economy of interest. And same thing for agriculture, same thing for industry or for business or for mines and so on. And also, as we say, Islamic economy is part of Islamic law of the society, is not independent. Now again, economy itself, even if it is implemented, but other rules and regulations of Islam should be implemented. When it is not implemented, when the societies are not living Islamic way of life, naturally certain weak points will be there. So from this way we cannot discover economic science of Islam by only noticing what is happening in the Islamic society. So if somebody says, and this is maybe common criticism, if you say Islam will cause the development of economy in the country, why the Muslim countries are backwards? Of course, the first statement is right. Islam will cause development of economy and social welfare for the Muslims in the Muslim society. That is right. But then the argument is why the Muslim countries are backward. Why they are backward is simply because they are not implementing Islamic system of economy, and they are not implementing Islamic system for the society, for life. As you said, economy is linked with other aspects of life. So when Islamic economy is not implemented, and the economic rules and regulations are either socialist type or capitalist type, naturally that will not bring development. And also when the system in general is not an Islamic government, naturally we cannot expect economic development. So that is a common question people will put. You say, well, it is because of that. Now if you come to the other section to discover economic science in Islam by the second, and that is starting a scientific research from particular admitted facts and theoretical discussions, naturally that will not give the right explanation by only theoretical discussions. Because theoretical discussions and guessing may not come through into reality when it is implemented. And this theoretical discussions also did not come through with the communist people or Marxist theories. Marxist people, they said there will be, for example, they guess because they believe that when the means of production differ, then gradually contradicts will fight with each other and a new system will come out. So the fight between the landlords and the farmers started, and that brought up the socialism. And now, again, gradually socialism will fight with its contradict, which is within itself. Then gradually it reached the communism, which is ideal, where there is no government and there is no honor, and the people, they owe everything and they do not need any government because they live in a peaceful mind. Of course, that's good nowadays to be a daydream and it's not right. And they say there will be revolution by the laborers in England, and that never happened. So what theoretical discussion will think sometimes is not coming true. They expected in France, for example, that the revolution, French Revolution, started by the farmers, while the French Revolution was not done by the farmers, done by other classes of the society. So the Marxist theory, in explaining the history and historical events and the changes in the society, did not come through in many places. So just kissing and theoretical discussion will not come through. But what we understand from science of economy in Islam is by studying the Muslim government which was established by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was the ideal Muslim government for a short period of time. However, what is to be stressed today, that Islam is a doctrine and not a science. So a doctrine gives the system and the law and adopts that system in its economic practices in the society. And it is not a science which is thinking about giving explanation for the different economic activities. والحمد لله رب العالمين.